This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Christmas, December 30th, A. First posted December 30th, 2009, Isaiah 11:1-5, The Righteous Branch, paraphrase, Isaiah foresaw, by the Holy Spirit, a shoot coming forth from the stump of Jesse, David's father, a branch growing from his roots. He would be known by the Spirit of the Lord upon him, the Spirit of divine wisdom and understanding, counsel, might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and respect for his power and authority. He will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will be the righteous judge, not influenced by what people say or do outwardly. He will judge with righteousness for the poor and meek. His word will correct the errant and slay the wicked. His judgment will be controlled by righteousness and faithfulness. Commentary: Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the son descendant of David, the Nazarene, from Nazareth, the name means shoot. John the Baptizer testified that he had witnessed the Holy Spirit descend and rest upon Jesus physically as a dove at Jesus' baptism by John, and testified that the Lord God had told him that this sign would identify the Son of God, the Messiah, who would baptize with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Jesus promised that his disciples who trusted and obeyed Jesus would receive the baptism, the anointing, with the Holy Spirit, John 14:15-17, and that the Holy Spirit would counsel, guide, teach, and remind them of all that Jesus taught, John 14:26. The Holy Spirit would give Jesus' disciples what to say at the moment they were required to testify, Luke 12:11-12. Jesus' promise began to be filled on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-13. Peter, who recently had denied knowing Jesus three times to a maidservant of the high priest, John 18:15-27, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave a great first sermon, Acts 2:14-36. Before Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, only a few individuals like Isaiah had a personal relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Jesus' coming made it possible for his disciples to share in the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, and experience a personal relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ, John 14:21-23. We can experience the wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge, and delight in the fear of the Lord. Only Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Right parenthesis. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?